Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today is the feast of Saint Augustine. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Augustine was born in North Africa in 354. His mother, Monica, was a devout Christian. His father was not. Augustine was brilliant, ambitious, and determined to make something of himself. He studied rhetoric, became a successful teacher, pursued sexual pleasure, lived with a woman for many years, and fathered a son named Adeodatus. Monica tried to teach him the Catholic faith, but Augustine rejected it. He thought scripture was crude and Christianity beneath his intelligence. Searching for an explanation of evil and a religion that seemed more rational, he joined the Manichaeans, and for nearly 10 years he followed them until their answers could no longer keep up with his questions. His career took him from Carthage to Rome and finally Milan. Outwardly, Augustine was succeeding, but inwardly, he was miserable. He pursued pleasure, success, knowledge, and recognition, and none of them satisfied. He wanted the truth, but he was afraid of what the truth might require him to give up. Years later, Augustine expressed the longing beneath all his wandering. You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery, Monica never stopped praying and sacrificing for the conversion of her son. She followed him to Milan, where he began listening to Bishop Ambrose. At first, Augustine was interested only in Ambrose's eloquence. But as he listened, he discovered that the Catholic faith was far more reasonable than he had ever imagined. He also began to see the depth of Scripture, and his intellectual objections fell away. But one obstacle remained. Augustine didn't want to surrender his way of life. He wanted God, but he also wanted his sins. His divided prayer was, "Grant me chastity and continence, O God, but not yet." For he says, "I was afraid, O God, that you would hear my prayer too soon." Finally, the struggle came to a head in a garden in Milan. Overcome by his slavery to sin, Augustine collapsed beneath a tree and wept. Then he heard a child's voice repeating, "Take and read." Augustine opened up the Bible and turned to the letters of St. Paul and read the command to abandon lust and put on the Lord Jesus Christ. At that moment, the darkness lifted, and Augustine finally stopped resisting and surrendered himself to God. Ambrose baptized him at Easter in 387, and Augustine was set free, and the long prayers of Monica had been answered. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Augustine returned to Africa, hoping to live a quiet life of prayer, friendship, and study, and he started a small monastic community. But God had another mission for him. While visiting Hippo, the bishop there was speaking to the people about their need for more priests. And suddenly all the people surrounded Augustine and said to the bishop, "We want him to be a priest. Ordain him." So the bishop prepared him. He became a priest. And then that bishop ultimately prepared him, prepared Augustine to become his successor. And then for more than 30 years, Augustine preached the gospel, cared for the poor, settled disputes, formed priests, and defended the Catholic Church. And he became one of the greatest teachers in the history of Christianity. In his autobiography, The Confessions, Augustine told the story of his sins and conversion not to draw attention to himself, but to praise the mercy of God. And in his book, The City of God, written as the Roman world was collapsing, he taught that no earthly nation can give us lasting security because we were made for the eternal city of God, heaven. And his teaching on grace, freedom, love, the Trinity, and the human heart has shaped Christianity forever. In 430, the Vandals surrounded Hippo. Augustine became ill and spent his final days praying the penitential psalms, which he had placed on the walls of his room. The restless search was finally over. Augustine had looked for happiness in pleasure, success, and knowledge. In the end, he discovered what every human heart is seeking. Not merely the gifts of God, or even answers about God, but God himself. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Many years ago, I read a passage from Augustine that struck me, and I've never forgotten it. He writes, "Late have I loved you, O beauty ever ancient, ever new. Late have I loved you, and behold, you were within me, and I was outside, and there I sought you. You were with me, but I was not with you. Created things kept me far from you, things which, if they were not in you, would not exist at all." Through baptism, God the Holy Trinity dwells within us. The God who is the source of all love, happiness, and peace, he's not far away. He is within. Yet, like Augustine, we keep searching outside ourselves. We look to success, pleasure, recognition, possessions, and other people to give us what only God can give. Created things are good, but they are not God. They can point us to Him, but they can never replace Him. They can give us pleasure for a moment, but not lasting peace. We search among the gifts for what can only be found in the giver. Why do we keep searching for love and happiness in all the wrong places when God dwells within? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery, God, the source of all happiness, love, and peace, dwells within us. Yet our desires constantly pull us outward. And nothing trains this outward movement more powerfully than the smartphone. Every empty moment, we reach for it. We check the news, sports, messages, videos, or social media. The problem is not simply the phone in our hand, it's the reflex in our soul. I need something outside of me to make this moment satisfying. And the hand reaching for the phone reveals where we have trained the heart to look. Now, I'm not saying that you can never read the news or check sports or enjoy something on your phone. The problem is constant grazing, reaching for content every time we feel an empty moment. Stop grazing. Choose deliberately when you will use your phone. Then, when an empty moment comes, don't immediately fill it. Leave the phone alone. Enter the silence. Turn your attention to God within. Recover the empty spaces of your day. That is where the soul learns to stop grasping, to rest in God who dwells within you, and to discover that the happiness we keep seeking outside has been waiting within us all along. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what caught your attention about this great Saint Augustine?
I think I relate too deeply to this idea of not wanting your prayer to be answered too quickly. Hmm. There's such a, I want to be better, and I want to, especially in connection to your last point about the phone, I always want to be better, and I always want to be detached from my phone and media and shows and videos and whatever distraction I have on my phone or my laptop. But I always want to make that decision later. I always want to be better later. I want to enjoy this right now because tomorrow I'm going to give it up. And so tomorrow really never comes. But it's fantastic that in all of these stories of great saints, there was just a breaking point where one day, that day was today, and they changed. I mean, that was the thing that Monica was praying for. It's what she was hoping for. But it has to start at some point.
So then what's your resolution?
I'm still trying today. To figure that out.
I mean today.
Trust me, I'm trying to figure it out. Because every day I wake up and I'm like, how am I going to not be on my phone? And then I'm suddenly at some point on my phone too long. And granted, I think part of that is remembering that you can continue the fight even when you're not winning.
Yeah, it is amazing that, I know this is hard for you to imagine, but there was a time when we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have smartphones.
You wouldn't believe it, but I remember that time.
And we didn't panic when there wasn't a computer attached like an appendage to our body.
Yeah.
Somehow, we could move around the city, go about our work and our lives without having constant access to a phone or news or shows. You know, it's kind of funny. It'd be like 1985. Imagine at every moment we had to be connected to our landline. We had to have a TV with us, a radio, and every newspaper imaginable.
Because what if you were bored for a second, and what if someone couldn't reach you?
Yeah. It is insanity. It's insanity. My resolution is that I'm going to put my phone aside, and I really was serious about this point of we have to stop grazing. That we should choose deliberate times, like eating. We choose deliberate times we're going to eat, and it's probably not good to graze all day long. It's the same with a phone. I need to choose deliberate times where I'm going to use a phone and then put it aside, and I'm not using it.
I agree with that. I like that a lot. And I also think internally my resolution is just to focus on that idea of now, not later. Even though it's always unpleasant to do it now, but whatever I'm trying to stop, you don't need one more dose. You don't need one more hit.
Yeah.
You just need to be uncomfortable right now and to know that that is a good victory.
So how about if we help each other about stopping grazing, putting our phones aside, and choosing deliberately when we're going to be on them?
How's this for a resolution? I should have to tell you my screen time every day. I say that because I would be embarrassed to tell my father how much time I spend on a screen every day. This is what I do with my brother. My brother and I are always trying to figure out new ways to detach from our phones and our screens. And a lot of that usually takes accountability through embarrassment or competition.
We do need each other to overcome these things. I don't know about you. My resolution is I'm setting my phone aside and I'm only going to choose to. I'm not. The problem is I carry it constantly.
Yeah.
So you're constantly looking
exactly.
at it. Just stop carrying it constantly.
I like walking away from it entirely. But I'm telling you, my resolution is I've tried that. And so my next step, because I haven't gotten better yet.
So you can't walk away from it?
No, it doesn't matter if I walk away from it. At some point I find it. At some point I set aside that time to check my messages and somehow I'm doing something else. But you have to remember that the screen addiction feels very different when you've had it for the most developmental part of your life.
Well, now you're making excuses.
No, I'm not even using it as an excuse. I'm saying I'm recognizing how intense it is.
Yeah, it is.
And you do have to recognize it as a physical addiction.
It is.
And a problem.
True.
That, and I'm not saying you're not. I'm not saying you don't have problems too. I'm just saying I've been fighting this battle for such a large percentage of my life. And so I respect the battle a lot. And I take it very seriously. And so I don't see it as excuses. I see it as symptoms. And they all need to be treated.
Well, let's do this. But I think we all should do this. Say seriously, we should honestly say to God, hey, we can't control this. We are powerless against this. God, we surrender to you. Help us to set these things aside and to seek you in our soul. Okay, I'll check your screen. I'm making a note to myself. Every day before we pray the rosary, Teresa's screen time.
That's perfect.
And you can help me by using your phone, texting me and asking me, are you with your phone right now? And I honestly, if I am, I'll text you back.
Noted. We'll see how this goes.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.